tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Show. I am excited and delighted that you guys would join me again on another Sunday afternoon, another Sunday evening right here on We Talk Radio Network. We are excited that you guys will hang out a little bit with me on tonight. It is the E-Man After Show. I am on We Talk Radio Network. We want to thank all you guys over on the network. We want to thank all of you guys over there on the phone lines. Listen, if you want to talk to me and join the conversation with us, me and tonight, you can call me here at 563-999-3456. That's 563-999-3456. Why? Because it's the E-Man After Show. I just come off a show over on Blog Talk Radio, me and the Mentor Show, and I have joined the E-Man After Show. So we excited tonight that you guys would call in. Listen, if you call in, you got to hit option one. Option one sticks with me, and if we know you want to come into the conversation, because we're going to do a little men talk tonight. This show is all about men, and this is where men come together, and we just sit around the domino table, and we talk about men issues. And this show is men talk. It's the after show. It's called Real Boys in Real Men Talk. Why? Because in every boy, there is a little man that's there's a man trying to get out, and every boy there's a man trying to get out, and every man there's a little boy trying to get out. And so this show tonight is all good around men. We just allow to listen to our conversation and what we want to, how we talk around the domino table. I got a few brothers that, you know, they call in faithfully, and I want to thank them. We got listeners that call in. I get to talk to a lot of you that I meet, and you write into the station. We're so appreciative that you would, you know, join the E-Man After Show. I want to thank all of you, all the support on We Talk Radio. I want to thank Ms. Kia Davis, the CEO and founder, for the opportunity for us men to just come around and talk men issues. Listen, we got a website that we want you guys to go to, which is www.wetalkradio.com. Listen, we're on all social media over here on We Talk Radio. But listen, I'm pushing a YouTube channel. We got a YouTube channel, and the YouTube channel is We Talk Radio Network. You can like, you can share, you can even make a comment. At the end of the day, I want you to subscribe. Why? Because all the great things that's going over here on We Talk Radio, we just excited. Listen, I just came off a show, so, you know, we rushed out of one station and come to the next. We go at the men to the mentor. We jumped in the car, and we come over here to the E-Man After Show. I got Mandy in the building. Hello, Mandy.
Hey, hello, everybody.
We're so excited that you would come out, Mandy, and hang out with me a little bit over here on the E-Man After Show. Why? Because this is what we do. And so I'm excited and delighted. I'm looking at some mail that came in. I'm excited for all the I'm appreciative of all the mail that comes in, and all the people are texting me. I'm really enjoying the show. E-Man, I want you to talk about this. I want to talk about a little bit of that. And so, you write us. You can follow me, or you can write me at E-Man at We Talk Radio Network. And, you know, I'll read all your mail. I'll read all of that stuff. But I'm excited tonight, Mandy, to be back on We Talk Radio Network. We have a lot of great things going on over here on this network. We got a lot of great events that's going on. It's just a lot going on. But tonight, you know, Mandy, I got a topic I'm going to put out there for the brothers, you know, because this is what we do. We come around the domino table. Mm-hmm. I have a big six question. Okay. And these fellas, they come in on a domino, and that puts them in the conversation. And we kind of do men talk. Because why? You know, you sisters say y'all want to know how we think.
Yes.
And so, you know, y'all want to know some of the things we talk about. And so we all about that. And so tonight we're gonna have you guys just to, you know, sit back and enjoy the conversation over on the network. Talking about men and health tonight.
Men and health.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about our health tonight. Why? Because I think it's very, very important that we would, you know, take care of ourselves. Because we ain't no good if we don't take care of ourselves. So I got a big six question, Mandy, that I'm going to ask the fellas. But before I bring these fellas into the conversation, we get into our conversation, we got a lot of announcements. So, Mandy, won't you give us our announcement for we?
Absolutely, absolutely. Guys, you want to save the date for the first annual Help for the Helpless Charity Showcase. It's going to be this year, 2021, August the 29th at 5 p.m. This is a virtual event. For more information on the event, go to healsonthemovetoheal.org. Also, they have their fourth annual Heels on the Move to Heal Charity Shoe Fashion Show.
Mm-hmm.
It's August the 30th of this year, 2021, at 5 p.m. It's a virtual event as well. For more information on both of those events, go to healsonthemovetoheal.org.
Yes, we was actually in that fashion show last year.
We was.
Yeah, we modeled last year. Yeah. I thought y'all knew. Yeah, me and Mandy modeled in the fashion show last year. I hope we modeling this year.
I hope so, too.
You didn't know I could model, did you, man?
Man, you were doing it. Now, let me say this. You were doing it. Kia D was out there, and she had things in place. There were so many beautiful women. There were men out there, and we all had some awesome shoes that we were able to keep.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was just really wonderful.
Yeah, so we was excited about that. It was awesome. So that event is coming up again. What's the rest of the announcement we got, man?
All right, so guys, We Talk Radio have something for you every day of the week. I'm talking 7 days a week, right? So on Monday, you want to tune in to Kia D Unplugged show at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, and all shows are Central Standard Time. On Tuesday, it's the weekly news break at 4 p.m. On Wednesday, weekly news break at 4 p.m. This starts August 2021 of this year. On Wednesday, it's after the lights go out at 8 p.m.
Ain't no telling what's going to happen when the lights go out.
Ain't no telling what's going
to
happen.
Yeah, y'all actually want to tune in to After the Lights Go Out with Kia D, because, you know, they have some awesome conversation. It's so awesome, Mandy.
That's
have you ever listened?
After the Light Go? No, I have not.
you need to listen, and you're going to make the announcement.
The title is very intriguing, however, but I will check that out. Guys, check After the Lights Go Out at 8 p.m. Now, on Thursday, you want to check out the Diamond Crew podcast. That's at 4 p.m. Friday, we have the Diamond Crew Kids at 4 p.m., and we have Friday Night Hypes with DB at 7 p.m.
With Destiny World.
All right. Is that Destiny World? Oh, we listened to her.
Yeah, we actually were on her show a couple of Friday nights ago.
Yeah, we was. She is just full of inspiration.
Yeah, so you can check her out. It's Friday Night Hypes with DB.
With DB.
Yeah.
Now, look, if you want to have a laid-back Saturday and you just need something to listen to the Cave Radio Show at 10 a.m.
Yes, go ahead, man.
That's a morning show for you.
Yeah, every Saturday morning, and that's hosted by Mr. T. Smiley himself. Yes, guys, listen. All you men out there, because, you know, We Talk Radio is global. It's all around the world.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whatever time zone you in, we sent your standard time. But listen, you got to check out the Caveman Show.
Okay.
Yeah, because T. Smiley, he hosts a great show. It was a great show on yesterday. It was great conversation. And listen, because this is what we're doing. This is just my concept, the way I'm seeing it, Mandy. You know, it's about the men. And so T. Smiley, he said, you know, you know about track, don't you, Mandy?
Yes, I do.
And so running track, you know, you always have a strong leg to start the race.
So true.
T. Smiley, he starts the race out strong. This brother start out running. Why? Because the conversation he have on the Cave Show, you know, I want every man, young man, Hispanic man, black man, your white man, whatever, because he have some interesting topics, interesting conversations, and he start the race. But you know what he do?
Wait.
He said, E-Man, I'm going to pass the baton, and you're going to finish it up on a Sunday night.
All right, now.
And so we running this race together over here on We Talk Radio. It's the Cave Radio Show every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time.
Yes, all shows are Central Standard Time. Now, we do have the Ken and Ross Show at 2 p.m. That's on Saturday as well.
Listen, them young people is off the chain.
They are, and that's a little something for the midday.
Yeah, so listen, to all of you young people, to you parents that, you know, because these kids today, this generation today, they are computer savvy. And they keeps up with what's going on in the times. And they have some great, interesting conversations with Rye and all of them, Destiny, and all of them that makes up that show. We exactly want you guys to check out the Ken and Rye Show.
Yes, yes. Now, We Talk Radio is all-inclusive. We do not discriminate. If you need the word, you have the Shine Lord Radio Show with Pastor Jeremy Glenn at 10 a.m. Sunday morning. You also have Brand New Day with Emily Blue and Deanne Lex at 7 p.m.
Central Standard Time.
Central Standard Time.
Listen, it, you know, Emily Blue just went off. Just the name Emily Blue.
Yes.
You know, it's almost like you can see her name going around in lights. I just love that name, Emily Blue.
Yes.
You know, that's just a, that's an awesome name. And then she have this awesome co-host named Deanne Lack.
Deanne Lack.
They had a great interview. We want you guys to go back and check that show out. They just came off, you know, just came, went off the air, and they had a great interview tonight. And so we want you to check out all the shows over here on We Talk Radio.
Yes. Now, you are listening to the E-Man After Show.
You know that dude?
I that's my boy. That's my boy. Now, he's on every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Make sure you log on to We Talk Radio, where we talk, we listen, and we take action.
For sure, that. Well, Mandy, thank you for all the announcements. This is the E-Man After Show. I am E-Man. We are celebrating 11 years over here on We Talk Radio Network. And so in these 11 years that we this thriving network have been thriving, shout out to Miss Kia Davis. She's just doing the doggone thing. She's a trendsetter. She started, I believe, this station around 2010. Just an awesome young lady, and she's still going strong. So we thank her. We've been celebrating and hanging out with Miss T and Miss Kia Davis, and so appreciative that she'll let a brother come back to the crib. Come back home. So to all of you listening around the world that's listening over on the network, that's on the phone line, listen, if you want to talk to E-Man tonight, option one, and it allow you to come into conversations, because when we come back, I got to take a break, but when we come back out of the break, I got a big six question that I'm asking the brothers tonight, Mandy.
Okay.
Because we're talking about men and health. And I got a big six question, and my big six question, what is your why?
What is your why?
What is your why? Because we all have purpose, and men have purpose, and women have purpose. But why? And so, you know, I have a doctor. One of my doctors is coming on, you know, Dr. Tamara Thomas. She did an audio clip for me because I think it's very important, if we're going to get into health, that we know our status about a lot of things, that I think we should make sure we're taking all our vitamins and minerals. And so I got an audio clip that I'm going to, while we're in the break, I want you guys that's standing by that's going to join the conversation. We want you guys over there on the network. I'm going to play an audio clip by Dr. Tamara Thomas. She's going to teach us. She does a Wellness Wednesday.
Okay.
And she give us tips on vitamins and minerals and all of them things that we men need. Mm. Because, see, a lot of us men, you know, I'm 60 years old. And, you know, if we don't take our proper vitamins, get our rest, and you know, if we don't do the things that we need to do, because we got to learn how to take care of ourselves and our bodies.
So true.
You know, and you know, we get to that age, Mandy, till we, you know, we marry, we got girlfriends, and we can't get an erection, and we don't know what the problem is.
Yeah.
You know, we can't get it up, and we don't know what the problem is. And it's okay if you have that kind of problem, because it's certain vitamins you can take, it's certain pills that you can take. Yeah. Oh, this is men talk.
Okay, so let me just bag up a little bit. I would think for men especially, because the statistics show that men think about sex more than women do, right? And I would think that if a man cannot get an erection, that he would be running to the doctor.
You would think so.
Yeah.
But a lot of times, and see, that may be some man's why. Because most men don't go to the doctor because they don't want to know why they, you know, what else is going on.
Okay.
They have that fear. No, no, bro, why? Because they, you know, all of us have lived certain lifestyles, and it's, I don't know what it is. We just, you know, they call it white coat syndrome. Mm. You heard of white coat syndrome?
I have.
It causes anxiety. It causes fear. Just because you got to go to the doctor, your blood pressure will rise. Mm. And so, but. You know, you may be thinking you're putting it down in the bedroom and your wife and girlfriend is satisfied and you ain't doing the do, but it's a pill, it's a vitamin can help you out.
All right.
And so we're going to talk a little bit about, this is what we do around the domino table. So, you know, if your kids are listening, you know, you can, tell them, listen, this is the grown folks show. We men talk about stuff like this around the domino table.
Okay.
And so we're going to talk about it tonight. We're going to talk about it from a health standpoint. We're going to talk about it from the standpoint of making sure we taking our vitamin. I know I got 1 minute before I go to break. We got to take our vitamin and our supplement. We got to, you know, walk. We got to rest. We got to get, you know, proper exercise in, because why? Our fitness, wellness, and our emotional wellness, they're all two different things. And, you know, but we'll get into that when we get to men on the line, because I see the phone lines all lit up. And we're just going to dive into this conversation, but we're going to take a break. And I normally would go to a song, but I'm going to play this audio clip. And all of you that's on the network, all of you on the phone lines, I want you to listen to this, because this insert, it'll help you, because you may not even understand what the A to Z vitamin is all about. So, Dr. Tamara, we want you to come on in and give us our vitamins for the week. Y'all guys keep it locked. It is the E-Man After Show. We'll be back right after this.
Today I want to talk about something that is very important for us, naturally speaking. A lot of times we talk about the mental health, our mental health, and our mindsets and our thoughts and things that we can use to keep us encouraged and keep us during this pandemic time, to keep our minds focused and keep us going. But today I want to talk to you about something that's very, very essential. And that is going to be vitamins and minerals. A lot of times we don't get that education of what's important and what we need. We know about vitamin C. We all need vitamin C. We all need D3. But what about all the other vitamins and the minerals that we need for our body? So I'm just going to quickly go through them, because this is only a Wellness Wednesday nugget. But let's just dive right into it. First of all, vitamin A. We'll go A to Z. Vitamin A. Vitamin A is good for healthy eyes, general growth and development, including healthy teeth and your skin. So we definitely need vitamin A. We have to take care of our mental, but we got to take care of our physical as best that we can. Good natural sources of vitamin A will be your carrots and other orange-type foods like sweet potatoes and cantaloupes, melons. Those are good sources of vitamin A that have that orange hue in them, for our carotene pigment. Let's go to vitamin B. There are different types of vitamin B, but overall, get you a multi-B vitamin. It's going to be good for energy production. If you're low on energy, your immune function, we all need to fight off all of these various diseases and viruses that are going forth, and iron absorption. If you've been tired and sluggish and you're close to being anemic, or you're anemia, take vitamin B, because it will help with the absorption of iron. Good sources, naturally speaking, if you don't want to take a pill, is to get those nutrients that are found in whole unprocessed foods like whole grains, potatoes, bananas, lentils, chili peppers, beans, yeast, even molasses. But make sure you get your vitamin B in. Vitamin C, of course, we all know about the good old vitamin C. It's going to strengthen your blood vessels and give your skin its elasticity, antioxidant function, and also iron absorption. So vitamin C is very, very important to our health. Of course, we all know that you can get your vitamin C through oranges, but oranges is not the only source of vitamin C. So there are other fruits that are packed with vitamin C in them, and that includes guava, red and green peppers is good for vitamin C, kiwi, grapefruit, strawberries, Brussels sprouts, and even cantaloupes are good. Let's go to vitamin D. Vitamin D is very, very good for strong, healthy bones. We need that vitamin D. The best form of vitamin D is to go outside for at least 15 minutes a day and let the natural sun give you your vitamin D supplementation. But if not, there, apart from spending a few minutes out in the sun, what's going to stimulate your vitamin D production is going to be eggs, fish, and mushrooms. I eat eggs just about daily. I love eggs. So eggs, fish, and mushrooms. Eat fish daily as well. And love mushrooms. So I shouldn't have any problem with vitamin D. But let's go ahead and get those things in. Vitamin E, let's talk about that. That's going to be good for blood circulation and protection from free radicals. So the natural sources for vitamin E is going to be almonds, almighty almond. It'll be the almonds. It'll be other nuts such as sunflower seeds, tomatoes, all of those reap the benefits of vitamin C and vitamin E. I'm sorry. It's very important that you get that vitamin E for good blood circulation and to get rid of the free radicals that cause harm in your body. Vitamin K. Vitamin K is going to be very, very important because its main function is for blood coagulation, which means that's the process of your blood clotting. You don't want to stick yourself and have blood spur out everywhere. You want that blood to be able to clot so that you can keep your blood where it needs to be doing what it needs to be doing. Natural sources for vitamin K is going to always be your green leafy vegetables. That's the best and most natural source of vitamin K. So make sure you get kale, spinach, Brussels sprouts, broccoli. Make sure you get all of this in your diet unless you're going to be taking supplementations, pills, or smoothies, or anything with these particular vitamins and minerals in them. Let's talk about some minerals really quickly. Folic acid is so very important. Your body is made up of nothing but cells, a bunch of cells. So cell renewal and preventing birth defects in pregnancy, if you're carrying a child, is going to be essential for having folic acid. You want your cells to be renewed because your body is made up basically of cells. Natural sources for folic acid is going to be plenty of scrumptious natural sources of folic acid, like dark leafy green vegetables, of course, asparagus, broccoli, citrus fruits, beans, peas, lentils, seeds, nuts, cauliflower, beets, and corn. So a lot of these we have called out different types of foods for other of our vitamins as well. So if you ingest these particular foods, you will not only be knocking out your vitamins, but you'll also be knocking out some of your minerals as well. Let's talk about calcium. Calcium is very important. Healthy teeth and healthy bones. And so you need that calcium in your body. And this mineral is another one that is most of us already know about, and that we know that the best source of calcium is dairy products. We know about that. But some of us are not able to eat dairy or not able to partake of dairy. So what are we going to do? With dairy, you can get your yogurt, your cheese, and your milk. But you also can get calcium in tofu, in black molasses. If you can't get it in those things, then make sure that you're taking a calcium supplement. They even have vitamin and mineral patches now where you don't even have to take a pill. You don't have to take a liquid. You can take a patch every day and stick the patch on you and get all of the vitamins and minerals you need for the day. It's very important that you have what your body needs to.
That's Dr. Tamara Thomas, and she's giving us our vitamins for today. Come on, Dr. Tamara.
You know that clams take the top spot for iron content. Clams. Now, I personally don't eat clams, but if you do, good job. You're getting in some iron. Followed by oysters and organ meats like liver. For the vegetarians amongst us, soybeans, cereal, pumpkin seeds, beans, lentils, and spinach are great sources of iron. So make sure you get those things in. Zinc. Zinc is a mineral that we need. It's good for immunity, growth, and fertility. Natural sources of zinc will be our seafoods, of course, like oysters. Also zinc-rich things like spinach, cashews, beans, and dark chocolate. Dark chocolate, can you believe it is good for zinc? So that will be a good reason to have some chocolate is because you need to get your zinc in, but make sure it's dark chocolate. And lastly is chromium. We need chromium for our bodies for glucose function, making sure every cell in your body gets energy that is needed for it to function. Chromium is good for glucose function, and glucose is the sugar that you have in your body. So we need to make sure that our sugars are being used for energy and not being stored and causing diseases such as diabetes. Natural sources for chromium, as long as your diet contains servings of whole grains, fresh vegetables, and herbs, you should be getting enough chromium. These are your vitamins and minerals that you need to function very well. on a daily basis. These are the things that will make you feel good and make your body perform at its best. So be sure and know and get your vitamins and minerals because they are essential. And that is your Wellness Wednesday tip for today. Have a blessed day in the presence of the Lord.
We Talk Radio Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station broadcasting the highest quality shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action, using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 radio personalities make up the 11 shows that broadcast to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Offering a wide variety of shows and services, WeTalk Radio has something for everyone. Tune in, follow us on social media, or visit our website at www.WeTalkRadio.com.
Oh, yes, I'm back in the building. So excited and delighted to be back over on We Talk Radio Network. Hope you guys really enjoyed the audio clip from Dr. Tamara Thomas, understanding the vitamins and minerals that our body needs during today. Listen, I'm getting ready to bring some of these gentlemen into the conversation because tonight I want to talk about men in health, you know, in particular African-American men. Why? Because we deal with a lot of health issues, and in my research, my research team did a lot of study, and they came back, and I prepped for the show. It is a lot of alarming numbers that I see when it comes to high blood pressure, comes to colon cancer, when it comes to strokes in the African American community. And so we wanna talk to some of these fellas. I got a big six question, and how this show go, I put out a question. And I call it my big six question. And then I bring some of the fellas come in. They come in on the domino, and that puts them into the conversation. So there's big six. And my big six question to you fellas that's joining the conversation, and to those of you over on the network, those of you over on the phone lines, my big six question is, what is your why? We all have purpose, but we all have a why. And so I'm going to try to bring some of these guys into the conversation, and we just going to dive in, and we know you sisters are standing by on the phone lines. We see you on the phone lines. We know you over on the network. Thank you for joining the E-Man After Show, because we're just giving you a sneak peek of what we men talk about when we sit around and play dominoes, and we just have a good time. We get into some real conversation. We do men talk. And so in doing men talk, we talk about a lot of stuff, but you know, a lot of times in conversation, I think especially in Christendom, and the reason why I say in Christendom, I think some of the mighty new questions is, I don't know why it is that when we talk about money, we talk about sex, and we talk about health, you know, I think we shut down. And so I think it's very important that no matter what, we men, and all this show is just to make you aware and enlighten you to take care of yourself, because you're not no good if you're not healthy. And so I got a few brothers standing by on the line tonight. I got Dwayne Williams. He's on the line tonight. Look like I got Anthony Smith. He's on the line tonight. Look like I got some other numbers that I don't know yet, but I'll try to bring you in here shortly. Hello, Dwayne and Anthony. How y'all doing tonight?
I'm doing very good.
Good, good. Hello, Anthony. How you doing tonight?
Mighty fine, you, man.
Well, great. I'm glad you guys can call in and join me on tonight. I'm so excited that you guys would join me because, you know, I want to have this conversation. I want to talk about us men and health because I think it's very important that we men begin to learn how to take care of ourselves or take care of ourselves just a little bit better, because why is it an alarming rate with men, especially in the African-American community with black men, that the numbers are higher than any other race. When you talk about hypertension and high blood pressure, it's 75% higher than any other race. I believe in the Hispanic community, it's just like 30%. In the Caucasian community, it's like 40%. But in our community, hypertension and high blood pressure is at an alarming high rate. Why? Because we don't take care of ourselves. And one of the things I learned, that early detection and early prevention will prevent a lot of this. And so my question to you, brothers, y'all didn't come in on a domino. I laid big six. What domino you coming in on, Dwayne?
6'5".
You coming in on 6'5"? So that,
right,
that puts you into the conversation tonight. What domino you coming in on, Anthony? You there, Anthony? I think I lost Anthony there. I guess he'll come back up. And so, yes, we're having this conversation. Why? Because at the end of the day, we need to discuss and, you know, be mindful of our health. You know, we're just trying to bring an awareness tonight about health, because at the end of the day, you know, we're at an alarming rate when it comes to the numbers of, you know, when it comes to high blood pressure, when it comes to strokes, when it comes to colon cancer, our sugar level is high. And a lot of that is because we don't go to the doctor to get ourselves checked out. And we just want to, we hope we will say something tonight that would encourage you guys to, and you men that's over on the network. Listen, I want to thank all you guys over on the network that's listening. We know you emailing and you chatting. We want to thank you guys over on the network that's just sitting back and listening, because this is just information. We just want to enlighten you what you should do, especially you, we men. Dwayne, what, you know, my question is, what is your why? Why do you don't think that we men would go to the doctor and get ourselves? Why do you think we have a problem with that?
We want to hear something positive and not negative. So that's one of the reasons why black men don't go to the doctor quite often, because we want to hear the positive and not the negative. We're scared of the negative.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it sounds like a little fear you're talking about.
It's fear,
you know?
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the ways you conquer that fear, you have to do it afraid. Because, you know, even when you're dealing with health, you know, health can be tricky. You know, when we talk about fitness, wellness, and, you know, you got so many different ones that's out there that's promoting health, and they'll talk about your fitness, wellness, they'll talk about your emotional wellness. You may be fit, but you may be emotionally disturbed. And, you know, mental illness is real. And, you know, early prevention can prevent a lot of that. You know, if sometimes it's just going to the doctor to get yourself checked out. Because, you know, us being in Christian and we being, you know, Christian men and just being men in general, a lot of times, I mean, we talk about what Scripture teaches us. And I think it's over there in 3 John. I want to say it's 3 John. Could be 2 John, but I believe it's 3 John, where it talks about, beloved, above all, I wish that you are prosper and be in good health, or be in health even as our soul prosper. What is that Scripture saying? We got to be in good health, because we ain't no good if we ain't healthy. We ain't no good for ourselves and our families if we are not healthy. You know, we want to be around here for a long time. And you know, one of the things, Dwayne, that I have discovered is it amazes me that, you know, when it comes to our health, we shy away from these kind of things. You know, because like, hey, people really won't know, but now I kind of get it. When you get a little older, you know, I mean, we put so much in our bodies. We were listening to Dr. Tamara Thomas just going over, you know, from vitamin A to Z. We don't understand how important just vitamins is. You know, getting our vitamin D, getting our vitamin A and C, and getting all that zinc. All of that's important. We don't understand how important water is. You know, we need to drink a certain amount of water every day to replenish the body, because, you know, one of the things, if, you know, we are urinating and our urine is a little yellow, and then it begins to get dark yellow, you need to understand you dehydrating at that particular moment. Why? Because you don't have enough water intake in your system. And so all we just want to share, we just want to make you, you know, aware of your health, because it's important, because even with your family members, and just not only men don't go to the doctor, sisters don't go to the doctor. They don't go to the doctor until they can't help it. We don't go to the doctor. And then by the time we get there, I was talking to a brother today. He said he was afraid to go to the doctor because One of his family members, when they went to the doctor, 2 days later, their family member died. And I said, and I said to him, Dwayne, I said, but wonder what caused that? Well, you know, it's always this theory, allegedly, is a pharmaceutical, is something in the medicine. No. I was sharing with him. No, he waited too late to go. The science been there, and we just ignore the science. And by the time we get to the doctor, it's too late, because early detection and early prevention as well, even in women. A lot of women will go to the doctor, and, you know, they'll get tested for breast cancer or whatever, and they don't do their follow-up. They have the mammograms, and the doctor is calling them back. But like you say, they're a little bit afraid. They don't really want to know what's going on. But we need to learn how to take care of ourselves. And I know this conversation tonight, you know, a lot of, you know, we're not coming from a medical profession, because we're not medical people, but we have done a lot of research, and we just want to make you aware of the underlying conditions, aware of your body, when your body's sending you certain signals. Because when you start getting a certain age, your body start, you know, from 33, you know, Dwayne, you know where I was shocked at? After we was doing the research, I was shocked to know from the ages of 33 to 40 that in the African American community, Dwayne, there is more in that age of actually being diagnosed with colon cancer.
Oh,
the percentage is 14% of African American. I'm talking from 33 to 40. That's diagnosed with colon cancer. That's unheard of when you look at the other race, and they talk about 3 and 4%. And why is that? And so I want you to, as you listen to this conversation, as those of you on the line listening over on the network, it's just a piece of paper. Write down what is your why. Why you are afraid? Why you won't go get checked out? Why you don't know your cholesterol level, your sugar level? You know, some people don't. You know, you go get your sugar tested right now, sugar sky high. Why? Because this is things we are putting in our body. And so we need to pay attention to the science. So that's what we're doing tonight. We're just talking about men and health. Hello, Anthony, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, man.
Okay. How you doing, Anthony? How you doing tonight, sir?
Man, I'm blessed, man. I'm highly blessed this evening, man.
You blessed? And, man, I want to know, how blessed are you? Are you checking yourself out, brother? You know.
No,
I'm
not. Actually, I heard your question about why.
Mm-hmm.
I can't speak for everybody else. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the main question.
Yeah.
What is your why? I want you to come in on the domino. What's your coming in on this domino game?
I don't know. I didn't hear the first one, but
Big six
big
and
six?
6'5" is out there on the table.
Big 6 and 6'5". I guess I'll do a 6'3".
That puts you into this conversation, you know. So we're around the domino table. I'm just talking to a few brothers, because this is what we men do. We just have conversation. It ain't no professional way to have a conversation. We just talking. We just enlightening, and we want you over on the network. You can call us up. I see a few of you standing by on the phone line. We're going to bring you up. Maybe you have some questions, because a lot of us are experiencing underlying conditions, and we don't know why, because we won't get ourselves checked out. So my question is, what is your why? So go ahead, Anthony. Tell me why you have been checked out.
I believe it's my why is that I feel healthy. I don't feel nothing going on with me. Nothing don't feel like nothing broken. I don't feel tired. I'm tired. You don't get tired because you work. So that's gonna be a normal feeling for anybody that has a job, you know, to be tired sometimes. So and I just don't go.
Right.
You know,
I feel
so healthy, and the type of job function that I have, I lift furniture. You know, I work for a furniture store, so I deliver furniture, and that keeps me physical fit, as far as lifting and walking and cardio, and you know, so I think I stay fit. I think I do, but it's possible that something could be going on inside of me that I don't know of, aware of. Cancer could be building up in me, you know. Going bad, liver could be having problems, or my kidneys, you know, and so I just don't go because of those reasons.
Well, you know, thank you for your honesty and your authenticity of sharing that, because there's a lot of brothers feel that way. There's a lot of brothers out there that feel that, a lot of men out there just feel that way. Listen, I'm fine. You know, I don't feel nothing. But, you know, high blood pressure is not a feeling until you get too outrageous. And then the signs, when you, by the time you do feel it, you're stroking out. Because, you know, it's always been the saying that high blood pressure is a silent killer. You could be sitting up right now, blood pressure sky high, but you don't feel anything. Because everybody's body is different. Some people may start experiencing headaches when their blood pressure go up. Some people may not have anything. And so this is why it's very, very important that we go to the doctor and get checked out, because if you're going off of a feeling, it's not, your sugar level can be high. You know, your cholesterol could be high. All of that. And it don't, a lot of times they don't give you no signs. That's why you go to the doctor. That's why we go get checked out, because we want to know what's going on in our body. You know, and of course, you know, after they do their diagnosis, I know it's that thing we're afraid, man, I just don't want to hear that. You know, but you have to do it afraid, because you ain't no good if you ain't fit. And because, you know, I think I was sharing it with Mandy earlier today, you know, because I know you, Anthony, you look fit. You know, you look healthy. I weigh about 180 pounds. You know, I look healthy. I look fit. But I go to the doctor on the regular. If I cough too long, I'm going. You understand? Because, you know, I have an Indian doctor, and my doctors always tell me, listen, if you have any symptom that's going on for about a week or two, you probably need to come to the doctor. Why? Because, you know, there's something going on that you may need some that's not in your life. Because vitamin D is very important. A lot of this thing that we don't take and put in our body, a lot of it is prevention, but we don't think so. But we don't feel anything, and we work, and we don't understand. We're up under stress, and we all know stress can trigger a lot, you know. So I just think it's very important that we men begin to go get ourselves checked out, because prostate cancer is real. Just because you look a certain way, and this is to the sisters that's out there listening, you may be fine as a doughnut. You may be curvaceous. You may, you know, you may look like, but then you go to the doctor. I think I was sharing it with Mandy's in here. Mandy, come into the studio. I'm going to try to get Mandy in here. Mandy, we was having a conversation. This young lady, I do a show with her on called Mandy, the Mentor. Hello, Mandy. Are you with me?
I am with you.
I was talking to Mandy earlier, guys, and why don't you share with these guys and share with our listeners what we were sharing, just because, you know, Mandy is, what are you, about 4'2"?
4'11".
You 4'11". Mm-hmm. You short, but you know, you healthy. You look healthy.
Uh-huh.
You fine as a Coke bottle. You know, you got nice hips and a big butt and all of that. And so saying all of that, you look healthy.
Yes.
But when you went to the doctor, what did they discover when you went to the doctor?
Okay, so I had, I started experiencing mm-hmm. symptoms, right? I started seeing spots that would not go away
mm-hmm.
and all this extra stuff. So I had went to the doctor, and they found out that my iron level was extremely low.
Mm-hmm.
And I am anemic, and I've been knowing that for quite some time, but it was just so low. It had never been that low before.
Mm-hmm.
Although I looked healthy and I had been operating as if I was healthy, they had to run that test to find out what was going on with me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's basically it. But I was telling E-Man earlier that sometimes you have to request for certain things to be checked, especially when it comes to vitamins.
Right, right.
Because I would go for my regular routine checkups, and there was never a problem until I started experiencing those symptoms, and the doctor had to look in other areas.
Yes. And so I think it's very important, and just from that standpoint of knowing your status, just what goes on, because at the end of the day, if you don't know, if you don't go to the doctor, and so now the family asks, why did they get themselves checked out? Why? Because I know we all have a why. And so, you know, if this conversation is going on, you may not have to tell your why, but, you know, write down why you don't go. You know, Anthony just said because he feel like he feel fit, you know, but I want to encourage him to continue to go as a man, because at the end of the day, I think all of us around the same age, you know, and things start happening that I think we need to know about.
That's so true. And unfortunately for me, that was not discovered until I started having symptoms. So I had been deficient for quite some time, but we did not know exactly what it was until I started having symptoms.
Your body is always giving you signs. No matter what's going on with any women or men, your body is always giving you signs. We just don't pay attention to the signals. We don't pay attention to the signs. We say, okay, I feel okay. But really, if you're going to the bathroom too much as men, you know, we can eliminate so much. You might need to go get checked and find out why, because 9 times out of 10, you know, you could be a diabetic. You know, it comes from having diabetes, and you won't know until you go to the doctor. We're not trying to scare you. We're just trying to make you aware. Why? Because we all got a why. I see somebody flagging. I'm going to try to bring them into the conversation. And because we're just sitting around the domino table. We're just doing it over here on We Talk Radio. I want to thank you guys over on We Talk Radio. I want to thank you guys on the phone line. Someone hit option one. We want to thank you guys that are just sitting back listening, because I think this is very important, especially in our culture and our community, and especially with men, because we men, you know, we don't go to the doctor because we can't help it. And we stroking out, we having heart attacks, it's a lot that's going on, but early detection and early prevention is very key. And so I'm going to bring another call up. I see them flagging. Last four numbers, 4523. You are on with E-Man 4523. Hello, who is this?
Hi, E-Man. This is J. Christy Green.
Hello, J. Christy Green. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for inviting me on to the show tonight.
Well, I'm glad that you came on to the show tonight. Yes, this is a young lady. We did an event on yesterday. The Men Did a Mentor Show. We was out in the community. And actually, I think you are the young lady I bought the book from, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, yes. Breaking the Curse of a Death Sentence. Oh, wow. Powerful, powerful
title. That's
correct. Yeah, I had an opportunity to speak to you. You know, I don't know any numbers. They don't give any names. But you're on with the men. And we're just talking about health tonight. But I think you were sharing with me also that you had somewhat a health condition. Can we talk about that a little bit? Or, I mean, you can join the conversation. Go right ahead.
Absolutely. Thank you so much again. I am definitely enjoying this conversation. It is something near and dear to my heart when it talks about health, because it's so very important. As I was sharing with E-Man on yesterday when I met him, I was sharing with him my testimony of having to deal with sickle cell anemia, which is very prominent in the Black community. As a child, I was diagnosed with the disease, so I was in and out the hospital, having blood transfusions, dealing with collapsed lungs, pneumonia in my system, and the doctors telling me from as young as I could remember that I would not see my adult years. And after having my twin brother pass away of the disease and my sister, my younger sister, pass away of the disease at 15, I was 17 at the time, and I was like, man, the doctors gave us a death sentence that we didn't even ask for. Yet what the doctors are saying is true. And I began to really take what the doctors were saying until one day God challenged me at the age of 22 to tell me that wasn't my faith, that I didn't have to accept what the doctors were saying. I didn't really even have to accept what this disease was telling me. And sometimes, you know, disease can really take control of your mental state, because like you was mentioning earlier, a lot of us don't want to go to the doctors and hear the bad news, because once we hear the bad news, something within us began to agree with it. And we can already see a terminal side coming on. And that's what was happening to me. I was agreeing with everything that the doctors were saying until God said something to me. He said, I healed you before I even laid the foundation of the world. I'm waiting for your faith to catch up with what I've already done. And so sometimes what that meant to me was that God said he's already done the work to heal us, to bring us into victory. But a lot of times we have to do a work on ourselves. And the work that I had to do was I had to stop telling myself what the doctors were saying, which was death. And I had to start saying to myself that I would live. And not only just changing the way I spoke to myself and the way I thought about my situation. But in the middle of the hospital getting blood transfusions, I had to start thinking about what was I putting in my body, what
right.
type of foods and you know, the soda waters and things of that nature that I was drinking and consuming that was
mm-hmm.
only killing my blood cells, my red blood cells. And so I began to do research to find out what fruits and vegetables could feed my red blood cells and make them strong so that I could overcome the effects of sickle cell anemia. And so I learned about spinach. I learned about kale. I learned about asparagus, all the green leafy vegetables that we sometimes
right.
don't want to eat. But those
right.
things have healing power in it. That is the substance that God has given to us that has the vitamins and the minerals like you were speaking about earlier that brings healing to your body. But we got to stop eating all that junk food, like a lot of the pork
and
you know, all the fried chicken and all the
yeah.
good stuff that grandma used to make us. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's all good, but it does kill us over time. It kills our cells, especially when we don't feed ourselves what it so longs for, like the water and the green leafy vegetables that has all the good stuff in it. So over time, and just to bring this home, I began to be able to take myself off all the medication because
oh, wow.
I was replacing the medication, which was only it was only just alleviating the pain but not really healing me. And I replaced
mm-hmm.
it with fruits and vegetables that was bringing healing power and substance into my body. And over time, I was able to slowly but surely see healing take over. And you're talking to someone that thought they was going to lose their life at 25 years old and that couldn't have babies because I kept having miscarriages because I didn't have enough blood in my body to carry a baby. Well, today, as I shared with you yesterday, I'm about to be 50. I haven't had a blood transfusion in 25 years. And
oh,
I
wow.
have two beautiful babies. And it's all because I listened to God as he began to speak to me and challenge me to do something different about my own circumstance. The Bible says faith without works is dead, being alone.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to put work to my faith. It wasn't that God was just going to heal me, but God
mm-hmm.
expected me to put some action to what I was going to believe him to do in my life. And that was to change my habits. And that was to speak to myself. Now, I still go to my doctor every,
right.
you know, on a regular. But the doctors are like amazed. They're like, you should be dead. You shouldn't even be here. What are
Walking
you? The
doctors
are now asking me, what are you doing? How can you help us to help other sickle cell patients? Because obviously what you're doing is working. And what we're doing is not working. So I just wanted to come on here and share that so that I could encourage someone.
Well, Ms. Green, listen, you have, and I want to thank you. You're the beautiful woman I met on yesterday, and as we began to talk at the event out there on yesterday, I thought your testimony was so powerful, and I thought the book that we purchased, the title of it was so powerful. And so I'm glad that you was able to come on and join tonight, and I want you to stay with us for a few more minutes because – You
yeah.
know, it's some man out there, some brother out there that's really listening to you. And how would you encourage
mm-hmm.
him? What would you say to that brother that exactly what you're saying, just feel afraid to go to the doctor? I mean,
mm-hmm.
we know the faith part kicks
yeah.
in. And I guess I just heard you say, with
mm-hmm.
all of that, faith without works is being dead. I think we got to be more
yeah.
about being about it than talking about
yes.
it. You know, I mean, a lot of us are hearers of the word of God, Ms. Green, but most of us
yeah.
are not doers of the word. And it
yeah.
sounds like, you,
right.
to me, you saying you did the doggone thing. And I want you to encourage us
to.
Men, you know, because we have, because,
yes.
you know, really, Anthony and Dwayne, really, women, if it's our sisters,
mm-hmm.
our mothers, our girlfriends, our wives,
mm-hmm.
they're telling us to go to the doctor all the time.
Yes.
You need to go to the doctor and get checked
yes.
out. You know,
yeah, and you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one thing that I would say to encourage you is, and this is something I'm not going to tell you something I didn't do, But one thing that I had to do, because I was in the doctor's office, hospital all the time, what I used to not do was I would go in there and I would just hear the doctors talk over me to other doctors and nurses about my situation. And, you know, a lot of times, sometimes doctors, you can't understand what they say. They may be talking in another foreign language, or you definitely can't understand what they write.
Right.
Or they may have a sidebar conversation about you. But one thing that God challenged me to do was say, hey, doctors, come back over here by my bed and begin to talk to me about me. You're talking about my circumstance. And God challenged me to take pen and paper and things that I didn't understand to make the doctors repeat it and even spell the terms. Because once I did that and I got the knowledge that they had, I went back home and I began to get the dictionary. Right now, today we have Google. So you can get Google and Google those terms and the things that the doctors are saying and do your own research. And that way you become educated. And that removes the fear factor. That also removes the intimidation, because now you're no longer intimidated or fearful, because you now have a full understanding of what is being said about your circumstance because you did the research also. Research the medications that they're putting you on. Understand what the side effects are. Find out if there are alternatives and talk to your doctors about alternatives or other things that may not have the side effects. That way you become a partner with your doctor and not just a patient. But you partner with the doctor and you let the doctor know that you have just as much right to, number one, understand what they're saying about you, and number two, you have a say-so about the health regimen that you both will put into place. It's not something that the doctor should come back and tell you. And then know that I believe every man on here somewhat has some faith in God.
Right.
Know that God is on your side, but you have to also do the work. And the number one step is going to the doctor, having the conversation. And then once you have the knowledge, take what you learned and what you found out to God in prayer. The Bible says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. What does that mean? What I'm saying to you is when you become knowledgeable about your situation, you take what the doctors have given to you, and you go into prayer. That is you going into warfare for yourself. But, hey, my brother, if you never go to the doctor and you never have the conversation, then how can you do spiritual warfare for your own self? That's what's killing us today, because we have nothing to fight back when the enemy brings cancer, when he brings heart disease, when he brings all this other stuff to us. We have nothing to fight back on.
So what I'm hearing you say,
because we didn't do a research.
Right.
Yes.
And so what I'm hearing you say is the practical, the reality of it all. We got to do our part, and doing our part, that's going to the doctor, because early detection and early prevention is key and critical in just our everyday lives. But Ms. Green, I want to thank you. I really thank you for. You know, I don't have any names. We talked yesterday. I told you what we was talking about, and you kept your word. You called in. You said you're just going to call in and listen. But I'm just allowing you, because we over here on We Talk Radio Network, which is a thriving network, and we got listeners all around. And I just, you know, they needed to hear your testimony. Hopefully someone out there that, you know, from just listening to you, because I just heard you say that you had miscarriages. I heard you say that you was going to the doctor and you just didn't really know, but now you're almost 50 years old. You look like you're about 21 to me. You know, yesterday you looked like you're about 21. But, you know, and you have two beautiful babies. Why? Because that sounds like you did the work, and then you trusted God, and you're a miracle that's walking, because you literally supposed to be dead. You know, and so to all of you that's suffering out there with some underlying conditions, this young lady just have shared with us. So, you know, yes, it's a men's show, but we're going to have these kind of perspectives. And fellas that's on the line, you know, what I get out of the whole conversation is that we really need to just go get ourselves checked out. So if we're going to pray, if we're going to take it to God, at least we know where we're taking to God. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You know, you have to be specific in prayer. Because I want to think, I'm just going off the top of my head because, you know, I know the Bible quite a bit. I think it's Isaiah 65:24, I believe that. It said he have already healed us. He have heard us. Before we can utter it out of our mouths, he have already done it. While we were speaking about our sickness and our health, God have, because so God done already did the work. It's just like what you just, the young lady is saying, our faith have to catch up to where we are. You know, and that's, you know, switching our minds because life and death is in the power of the tongue. And this is just not for Christian men. This is for all men because guess what? God, he reigns on the just and the unjust. Everybody is God's children, you know. So to that Christian brother, don't go nowhere close by the church, you know, you can still talk to God too because he hear you too. And he will answer your request, you know, because as quiet as it kept, you know, all especially in our culture and in the community, everybody done had a mud deal and a big mama. And they done told you and taught you faith. And you are a believer somewhat in God. And at the end of the day, the biggest man ever, Miss Green, they'll look up toward heaven and say a prayer. They may be high as a kite. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
They may listen, but when they need God, they know who to go to.
Mm-hmm.
And so this conversation is just all about awareness because as my research team was doing the research and I was just going over it, you know, I was just shocked because a lot of us, we don't, and you fellas can jump in here. It kind of somewhat turned into an interview, but I allowed this sister just to go forth because I just thought she had a powerful testimony. But it's still me and conversation. How do you brothers feel about what this young lady just have shared with us? Any one of y'all can jump in this conversation, guys.
She's definitely on point.
Mm-hmm.
She's definitely on point. And to the other brother that was on the line, sometimes it's generational. I don't know. Well, I used to be like him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fortunately, I'm in the I go to the doctors very regularly. But when I was in my 20s, 30s, I didn't go to the doctor. But a lot of that was generational. You know, I didn't see my old man go to the doctor. And he had very good health insurance, but he never really went to the doctor. So sometimes we patterned our life off of our parents.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason why we don't go also. Not only fear, it's about what we've seen in the past.
Right.
You know, and like me and you, E-Man, was speaking the other day, and I was like, wow, I just seen your brother. God bless him that he's out. I just seen him for your mother's passing. And if somebody had asked me, do you think he would have had a heart attack? I would say, no, his mother lived to 94 years old. 95 years old. He ain't going nowhere no time soon.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it just shocked me when you say he had a heart attack and died three times.
Yes.
But I would have been going on based on your mother's longevity. Mm-hmm. I would have been saying, oh, no, he don't need to go to the hospital. No, his mother lived to 95 years old. He ain't going no place.
Right. And what Dwayne talking about, ladies and gentlemen, those of you on the network that's listening on the phone line, yes, we laid my mother to rest probably about 2 months ago. And, yes, my older brother, he's pretty healthy. And, yes, he looked healthy, you know. And, he unfortunately, he had just a couple of weeks ago, he had a heart attack, you know. He coded three times. You know, and he's a walking testimony, you know, not to share it because he will share it. We'll get him on and pretty soon to talk about his testimony because God bring him back each time. But if you'd have looked at him, you would have, just like a lot of us, you know, we did a shoot on yesterday I did a shoot on yesterday with this pastor, and one of the things that the pastor said to on yesterday, he said, listen, you need to live your life like every day is the last. Because you don't never know. You don't never know when you're going to be here and not be here. We could be on this line tonight and we can get a phone call. And this is not the scary, because this is a grown folk conversation. This is what we do around the domino table. You know, and all this show is just to enlighten and to encourage, to empower someone that's having those kind of fears. Because what I did not know, and Dwayne started out talking about generational, because heart disease runs in my family, generational. My mother had a heart condition. My oldest sister died and had a heart attack. You understand what I'm saying? Then my brother, but you, as Ms. Green was sharing, breaking the curse of a silent, a death sentence, I said, the devil is a lie. I ain't got no heart problems. You know why? Because I don't have to accept it because they had it. Yeah, but when I do my due diligence, which I already have done, you know, when I go to the doctor, I tell them all of that. I give them my history. You know, my doctor have already sent me to a heart specialist. My wife, fine. But what are we seeing if the things that we put in our body can cause heart conditions? And so early detection and early prevention is very key because, unfortunately, my brother, he's fine. He's out of the hospital. He's recovering. I mean, God worked a miracle. I mean, he come out with no brain damage, no kidney failure. No, listen, if you'd have seen him 2 months ago when he spoke at my mother's funeral, if you'd have seen him 2 months ago, you would have been well. But understanding a little bit of his underlying health conditions, well, I didn't know it. Part of my family didn't know it, but he did. But at the end of the day, you know, God bring him through. And so to that person that's out there, and we're being candid tonight, we're sharing because some of you in your family, you know, your family members are walking around and they don't know. So hopefully this conversation tonight, that's why my question was, what is your why? We understand COVID is around. We understand a lot of things that we're living in different times. But early detection and early prevention is the key. And so we need to start talking to our family members, to our friends. Listen, when the last time you went to get a checkup? When the last time you've been to the doctor? Why you keep putting it off? Because that's my question. What is your why? Everybody has a why. They do. We all know we got purpose. I mean, one of the things, and I know we believers and we Christians on the line, we got to stop shouting sometimes. You know, you got to quit running around the pews and shouting and speaking in tongues and then going home and having heart attacks. Why? Because you won't go get yourself checked out because now, you know, and then you trust in God for something that you probably could have prevented. But we all know God is a healer and we all know God is a miracle worker because the young lady on the line to her testimony, she's a miracle walking. My brother testimony, everybody's situation is different, but for the reality, because this is real reality. The practical, the reality of it is we are human. And getting saved and serving God don't exempt you from having heart attacks. You know what I'm saying? None of that does. We all still are human people. And, you know, and if we don't take care of ourselves, Christian or non-Christian, we're all the good thing about us as believers, we're able to take it to God. We able to, you know, I heard the young lady say God spoke to her and told her what to do. Yeah, why? Because, he's going to protect his kids. He's going to, you know, because we suffer from the lack of knowledge anyway. And if we don't educate ourselves on our health, if we don't do like the sister was saying on the line tonight, do our due diligence, do our part. We got to do our part, gentlemen. Men, we got to do our part. We're not on here deeming about what you do, what you should do. That's not what we're saying. I ain't going to say it like that. I don't care what you're going to do. But whatever you do, I think it's very important that you know your status. You know your, you know, as a man, you know your intakes. You know your sugar level. You know your cholesterol level. You know your blood pressure level. You know, because we're getting older. And sickness don't discriminate, you know, none of that discriminates. So we just on the air tonight, just having this conversation around the domino table. So hopefully you'll walk away encouraged by the young lady that, listen, she's sick of cell. I believe it was sick of cell. She said free.
Yeah,
sick of cell anemia free. You know, she listen. She did. She did the work. She put in the work. You know, she trusted God. You know, her faith kicked in. You know, but because she's a believer, and she wrote an awesome book. Just haven't had a chance to read it yet, but I'm going to read it. Invite her back on so we can talk about it. But she's a walking testimony. My brother, he's a walking testimony. He's probably going to write him a book. He's recovering well. But early detection and early prevention is key and critical. Why? Because, you know, I have made it my business to just walk. You know, I go around, I got certain days that I go walk. You know, my doctor said, well, you keep on getting that cardio in. You know, I swing my arms and I walk. And you know, thank God. You know, and I'm trying to watch all these, because, you know, everything got sodium in it, because it's all the foods that we eat. You know, so I watch my intake. I go out and eat with people and I don't order a lot of seasoning. You know, I want all my stuff baked. You know, because I used to take care of my mother. My mother, you know, she passed, went on to be with the Lord because of age. And, I took care of her for about 7 years. And because of her diet, I changed my whole diet. Because it's really all in what we put in our body. Because this body is just dirt. It's going on back to the grave. It's going on back to the ground. We come from the ground. We dirt. And one thing we all as believers recognize, when you get saved, your body don't get saved. You know, your body's still flesh, and it's going to always be flesh. It's going to want the things that it don't need. And so we got to discipline and bring our flesh under subjection, even when it comes to our health, you know. And so, I think my pastor, he preached this sermon years ago. He called it the blood trap, you know. And in the blood trap, he talked about us being dirt and clay. And he talked about understanding how to plead the blood. Why? Because if we don't know how to plead the blood, like the sister was saying on the line, you know, you don't know what to fight. And a lot of times you need to know, you know, when you're doing spiritual warfare, what you even fighting for, you know. But in the natural, to those of you that's around the radio tonight, those of you on the phone lines, I see them lit up. You know, I got 17 more minutes before this show. Thank you. We talked. They extended the show just a little bit longer. You know, why? Because we're just having a conversation around the domino table talking about men in health. In here, we are not discriminating. It's a young lady on the line just sharing. I'm appreciative that she would come on and share. Why? Because you know a lot of young ladies is doing the same thing. A lot of our wives is, we don't have the proper insurance. Oh man, I don't have insurance to go to the doctor. But we broadcast this show down in Dallas, Texas, and we have one of the greatest county hospitals in the world, which is what they call Parkland Hospital, you know, and UT Southwest Hospital. One of the number one, I think when I researched it, one of the number one county hospitals around the world. You know, you may know it from Kennedy getting shot, and that's where they rushed him at. Because, listen, Parkland will find anything wrong with you. You know, you almost have to tell Parkland, no, ain't nothing wrong with me, because they're going to find something. They ain't going to let you leave unless they find something. That's how. They work over there. They're going to find out what's wrong with you. Then they're going to sit down and tell you, listen, you need to do this. Follow up with your physician. Follow up with your doctor. And it's left of us, like we're saying tonight. We have to do the work. So we just want to encourage each and every man that's on the line, sister, those are on the network over there. Why? Because, you know, if we don't talk about it, you know, we won't be about it, and we won't be healthy, and we want to be around for a long time. So, Anthony, are you there?
Yes, man.
So, you know, just from your perspective, because we're not trying to deem down anything, we just hope that, yes. You know, I would just encourage you as a friend, because I think I talk to you like this all the time. You know, a lot of times I ask you, man, when the last time you been to the doctor? And you're like, Brother L, I'm going. And so, you know, I just encourage you, and I encourage other men on the line that's listening tonight, you know, get your checked out. You know my brother's whole story. You know my brother, because these guys, these are gentlemen that I served with, I grew up with, and they great men, and you know, they men of faith and they men of valor. This brother on the line, he do a prayer line. It's called Men of Valor. We men of valor. You know, he has an awesome prayer line that he does, and this is stuff me and him and Mr. Dwayne and Mr. T. Smiley and all of us guys, we sit around, and Big Joe, we all sit around and we talk about men stuff. The tonight is just have to be on health. You know, we just having the conversation on health. And to you sisters out there, you know, you want a brother that's healthy. You know, what sister don't want a, you know, a sister want a brother healthy in all areas of their life.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so tonight, that's what this show is all about. And so Deacon Smith, and he's a deacon, Anthony, we want you, man, we just encourage you. We encourage all, because listen, like I said earlier, it don't take me long if Miss Green, I would ask you this question. How often did you find yourself going back and forth to the doctor? What were some of the limitations that, and some of the, maybe the struggles you had in even just going to the doctor? Because I know you had some challenges. Talk to me a little bit about some of the challenges that you had during your ordeal.
Sure. Well, I was in at the doctor's office almost on a weekly basis, and I mean, probably anywhere from 3 to 4 times a year, I was in the hospital.
Wow.
One of the struggles that I had was a lot of the doctors, sometimes I didn't see the same doctor. And a lot of times the doctors that I did see didn't truly understand the disease initially. They didn't understand everything that has to do with sickle cell anemia. So they would put me on all kind of medicines that sometimes treated the symptoms and sometimes it made me worse, and they would have to take me off the medication and put me on something else.
Mm-hmm.
So those were some of the struggles. A lot of times doctors wanted to send me to the cancer ward because they related sickle cell anemia to cancer. So I was in and out taking cancer treatment. And a lot of times I realized that I would have to come back because I started doing my research and tell the doctors, hey, this medicine is doing this to me. I don't think it should do that to me. So, you know, I would get them to try to hear me. A lot of times the doctors didn't want to hear me. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, at that point, I knew I had to do something different, because if not, I was going to find myself in the same fate as my siblings, which was
mm-hmm.
losing my life.
Wow.
So those were a lot of the struggles that I had, with doctors not knowing exactly what to do or putting me on medication that I didn't need, that was,
right.
you know, treating something that didn't need to be treated. So with that, the only reason I knew to speak up about that was, again,
mm-hmm.
because I began to educate myself on exactly
right.
what sickle cell was and exactly what sickle cell was doing to my blood cells, so that I became an educated patient, where I began to be able to have educated conversations with my doctor. And I would begin to offer, or not offer, but advise the doctor, I think this may work for me better,
mm-hmm.
or can I try this instead of that? And
right.
when they began to see, wait a minute, some of the things that she's doing, she took herself off this medicine and she started doing that. And the next time I treated her, I see things are progressing. It's getting better. So the doctors would come back and tell me, okay, keep doing what you're doing.
Right.
That let
that's
me know
awesome.
A lot of times that the doctors may not have known everything. And again, that is why it's so important that we do the work and we educate ourselves on what's going on with our bodies.
And, you know, I met you on yesterday, and you beautiful young lady, I wouldn't have never known. And,
mm-hmm.
and with that being said, Ms. Green, you know, I don't want to be naivete, and I don't want to, because I don't think any question is a dumb question, but it may be somebody
mm-hmm.
out there don't even know what sickle cell is.
Sure.
You know, they don't know the science, they don't know, you know,
right.
what is sickle cell. So if you don't mind,
okay.
it's not just a – would you agree, Dwayne?
Yeah, well, I want to ask the sister a question.
Go right
because
here.
My God – well, I knew what sickle cell was well, I'm 60, so my god sister, which is also 61, and I want to just ask your sister about this. She had sickle cell, so I knew what sickle cell was when she was 10 years old. Now, she had sickle cell from 10, well, probably maybe before 10. She used to wear the copper bracelet. I don't know. Did you used to have to do that?
No, I didn't have to wear a bracelet. Basically,
it was copper. You know you have to wear that copper. It was a copper bracelet.
Yeah.
That lets you know that you have sickle cell anemia.
Mm-hmm.
And I do understand about the white blood cells. But hers went away from, I think, maybe the age of 21. But oddly enough, just last week, she's 60, she had to go, she went back into the hospital, and that sickle cell has risen its ugly head again. So we thought it was totally gone, but it has arisen again.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, I thought that was something that was gone, but I guess it could come back.
It's a possibility. I'm going to let you, first of all, know what it is. Sickle cell anemia is a blood disease. What it does is it starts the red blood cells and causes them to break down. It's called sickle cell because a red blood cell is supposed to be round like a circle. But when you have sickle cell, it restricts oxygen from getting into the red blood cells, which causes them to be abnormal shaped like a sickle. And so that's why they give it the name sickle cell anemia.
Yeah.
What it does is it your red blood cells are supposed to last anywhere from like 110 to 125 days. That's how long a healthy red blood cell lasts in your body. When you have sickle cell, that same red blood cell can only last in your body for 10 to 25 days because it's sickle and it's not getting the oxygen enough to survive. So it constantly, your blood cells are constantly breaking down and you have limited supply. If you know anything about red blood cells, it is what transmits oxygen to the major organs like the brain, the liver, the heart, things of that nature. And if you have restricted blood supply to those organs, then guess what? The organs begin to break down and die as well. So as a result, I don't have a spleen. I don't have a gallbladder. My sister, who was 15 when she passed away, she ended up having a stroke because there was not enough blood getting to her brain. So she ended up having a stroke. And she became paralyzed for life. A lot of times people with sickle cell anemia has to get hip replacements because also the red blood cells restrict oxygen to your major, your limbs, like your arms and your legs. So because of that, you are in constant pain all of the time because there's not enough blood flow or oxygen going to all parts of your body. So I grew up always in pain. I was restricted. I couldn't do certain things. As a normal child, I couldn't go outside and play with my siblings because I was always in pain. I was always cramped up in pain. And that's why I would have to go get blood transfusion because I needed more blood flow to get to the parts of my body so that I could stop hurting. So that's what sickle cell does.
Wow. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Ms. Green. She wrote a book. It's called Breaking the Curse of a Death Sentence. And I met her on yesterday out at an event, and I'm allowing her just to she's at the domino table with us, me and tonight, because this is what the E-Man Show is all about. We're just going to be bringing people in, and we're going to be talking to individuals on certain topics that we're talking about. Tonight it just has to be on men and health, and she's educating us. Because it's some young man, it's some young lady out there, you may be having those same symptoms or you may be experiencing that. And this young lady sounds like she have did all her research, she have lived, she have come through. How funny would just even have her on the show just to share tonight. Because, you know, a lot of times we prepare for certain things to go a certain way, and they end up going another way because it is to that listener out there. Because trust me, there is a listener out there that's sitting around the radio really being encouraged and understanding that if you walk away with not understanding anything, you should walk away that you have to do your own research. You have to be real, real diligent about understanding your body because your body is always speaking. It's never not speaking to you. You got to pay attention to the signs. You got to pay attention. And then do early detection and early prevention and going to the doctor on a regular. You know, not because, you know, we good at putting it off. And so I started out, ladies and gentlemen, talking about what is your why. And so hopefully as you've been listening to the show, your particular why may have came up in your own head. Write it down on a piece of paper because I think it's very important. If you write it and you see it, you know, you'll do something about it if it's good or bad. You know, because a lot of times we, you know, we'll say, oh, you know, I'm going to get to this and I'm going to get to that. But, you know, when you write it down and you really see, when you see you have more whys than you should, you know, you got to do the work and make some changes. So I want to thank Ms. Green for, you know, I got to have you back as a guest. Hey, where I can do a full interview with
yeah.
you. You know, we have done an interview with you tonight, but, you know, and which is fine, which is great, you know, and bring you back just to interview you. And you know, by then I'll be done read up on your book, you know what I'm saying? And bring you back
awesome.
In to talk about your book. Cause you have a book that you read and, it's a bestseller.
Yeah.
And I got 3 minutes. I want you just to talk, you know, just to tell us where we can get the book or tell us about your book just a little bit and where we can get it. And then we're going to get ready to get on up out of here because the night has been about men in health in particular and women in health. You know, we ain't discriminating. It's all for everybody tonight. And so, Ms. Green, tell us
Amen.
A little bit about your book or where we can find your book at.
Amen. Well, the name of the book is Breaking the Curse of a Death Sentence. I named it that because I able through the grace and mercy of God to break the curse of sickle cell anemia off of my life. And when the doctor said that I would not see my adult years, I took the principles that of God's word and the things mm-hmm. that he told me to do, and I broke that curse of death off of my life. The book tells my life story, and it also I put in the principles. Based on the biblical principles of God's word, I write about that in my book. I take you along the journey of the things that I did, how I changed my diet. I talk about some of the things that I eat and still eat now. And I just take you along the journey, and I talk about the importance of you speaking life to yourself and taking the word of God and applying it to your life. I also have prayers at the back of the book. These are prayers
mm-hmm.
that I actually prayed over my own body, mm-hmm. demanding it to line up with the word of God that said, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. And then I end this book by talking about live on purpose, because
right.
my thing is, why should God heal you? If you're asking for healing, why should he heal you? What are you mm. going to do with the healing that he provides to you? Because when God heals you, he's not just healing you for any reason, but he's healing you because you have work to do. So I talk about how to tap into the purpose that God has for you when he provides the healing that you're asking for. You can find this book on my website. My website is www.jchristyglobal.com. Again, that's www.jchristyglobal.com, and you can find my book there.
Well, Ms. Green, we want to thank you for that information, and I have to contact you so we can have you back. Listen, guys, we want to thank all of you that chimed in tonight on the E-Man After Show. We just got in conversation. A young lady, you know, I met her on yesterday and asked her to call the show and just to listen and real enlightening conversation. I really have enjoyed it. Hope you enjoyed it. But listen, we want you to come back next Sunday night because we're going to talk about men and finances. Oh, we're going to have some interesting topics and interesting conversation. So we want to thank all of you out there on the network. We want to thank all of you that's listening tonight. Listen, we want you to have a blessed week. We want you to go with God because God going with you, because at the end of the day, we all need God. So thank you guys for joining me tonight. Thank all of you on the phone line. So, Mandy, let's get on up out of here. Let's think big.
B-I-G.
Because I believe in God.
God believes in me.
And we're all living proof.
Until next time, keep blessed.
Good night, everybody.
Amen. You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.